Lord, these offerings and our lives we dedicate to you. Every fibre of our being, all we are and all we hope to be. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I hope you don't mind, but it's too far back. I can't do back here, so I'm going to come back here. This weekend, the Church of Scotland had a national weekend of prayer. The theme of the weekend, Together We Pray, and churches across Scotland were gathering for prayer yesterday and today, and I'm sure across the coming week. The encouragement to pray for our nation, to pray for our world, to pray for our communities, and to pray for our congregations. I just draw that to your attention, and if you'd like to know more about that, if you go to the Church of Scotland website, there are links in and you can have a little look at what's happening with that. And if anybody doesn't have access to the internet but would like to know more, have a wee word with me, particularly if it's for the Guild or something like that, and I can get the material to you. We're going to join together in prayers of thanksgiving and our prayers for others. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this day and this place. We thank you for all that we have shared. We thank you that you have chosen us to be your people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, called out of darkness into your marvellous light. And in Christ you call us to share that light in the darkest places, in our families, in our communities, in our nation, and in our world. Lord, teach us to put aside everything that denies that love, that betrays that love, to put to rest anger and greed and envy and bitterness. Lord, as we look at Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, teach us to act with humility, with love and gentleness in all of our actions. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to live in unity with you, loving you and loving one another. On this national weekend of prayer across the Church of Scotland, we thank you for the reminder brought to us by Fiona's presence here this morning that your church stretches far beyond where we sit here. And we thank you for the family of God, wherever that family gathers this morning. And we thank you that it is not only about communities gathering together in buildings. It is about the building of your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. And so especially this morning, we remember with others the wider work of your church here on earth. And we thank you, Lord God, for all the signs of hope and new life and new beginnings. And in particular today, we dedicate to you the project Mediterranean Hope. And we thank you for all that has been done there to bring the kingdom closer. Heavenly Father, on this weekend, when we think of the saints who have gone before us, we thank you for your church. We thank you for Kay Park Church, for those together coming from two different congregations, uniting into one. We thank you for all who have prayed and contended for the faith. Thank you for their witness. Thank you for the way they showed your love to us. And Lord, as that baton of faith has been handed on to us now,
We pray by the Holy Spirit that you would stir our hearts, that we would have courage, that we would have boundless energy to encourage one another to keep on keeping on in our journey of faith. You led your people through the wilderness to the promised land. You carried the faithful through the throes of Good Friday to the joy of Easter Day. Hear us this day, O Lord, your people, as we pray for this land at this time. When we fear what lies ahead, when we feel overwhelmed by the task of pointing people to your love and mercy, remind us that you are a living God, still at work, still planning and promising and making all things new in our lives and through our lives. When our heads go down and our shoulders droop, lift our eyes that they may look into yours and see there a love that will never let us go. And now, Lord, in the stillness, we bring before you the particular prayer and cry of our hearts today. For those in need, for those who are unwell, for those who are bereaved, Lord, hear us, we pray. Together we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.